SAG-AFTRA bans Donald Trump from ever rejoining after he quit the Hollywood Union. By Warner Todd Houston on February 7, 2021. After former President Donald Trump resigned from the Actors Union, the Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, SAG-AFTRA, the Hollywood Union placed a permanent ban on him from ever rejoining. Trump resigned from the union last week, saying, "I no longer wish to be associated with your union." The president's resignation came after SAG-AFTRA threatened to expel him, claiming that it found probable cause that the former president, who has been a member for more than 30 years, violated the union's constitution over the events that led to the Capitol Hill incursion in January. Trump took a parting shot at the union in his resignation letter, saying, "I write to you today regarding the so-called disciplinary committee hearing aimed at revoking my union membership. Who cares?" Now, the union claims it is leveling a permanent ban on Trump with a resolution passed during a Zoom meeting the union held on Saturday, according to Deadline. Preventing Donald Trump from ever rejoining SAG-AFTRA is more than a symbolic step, SAG-AFTRA President Gabrielle Carteris said in a statement. "It is a resounding statement that threatening or inciting harm against fellow members will not be tolerated. An attack against one is an attack against all." Deadline noted that 5 board members abstained from the vote, but their names were not released. Below is the text of the resolution. Whereas, on or about January 13, 2021, disciplinary charges were filed against member Donald J. Trump, alleging that he engaged in actions antagonistic to the interests and integrity of SAG-AFTRA and its members in violation of Article 14 of the Constitution. The charges allege that the former President of the United States incited insurrection against the U.S. government at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, and urged an incited anti-journalist animus that resulted in injuries and harm to SAG-AFTRA member journalists, and whereas, on or about January 19, 2021, the National Board conducted a probable cause determination in which it found that there was sufficient basis for such charges to proceed to a disciplinary hearing, and whereas, the disciplinary committee had set a hearing to be conducted on February 5, 2021, to hear evidence on the charges, and gave proper and sufficient notice to Trump of the hearing, and whereas, on February 4, 2021, on the eve of the hearing, Trump submitted a letter of resignation from his membership in SAG-AFTRA to President Carteris, and whereas, by resigning from SAG-AFTRA, Trump voluntarily relinquished any membership rights he may have had under SAG-AFTRA's governing documents as well as under federal law, and whereas, the evidence of Mr. Trump's misconduct and actions antagonistic to the interests of the union and its members is widely known and has been reported by many media sources, and whereas, pursuant to Article 302 of the Constitution, the National Board has discretion to deny membership to any applicant if, in its judgment, his or her admission to membership would not be in the best interests of the union. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the National Board exercises its discretion pursuant to Article 302 of the Constitution, as follows. The National Board hereby finds that the well-documented actions by Donald J. Trump to undermine the peaceful transition of power in the United States and to undermine the delivery of truthful information to the public by attacking journalists is anathema to the values embodied by SAG-AFTRA and to the members of SAG-AFTRA, and the National Board hereby finds that any future readmission to membership of Donald J. Trump would not be in the best interests of the union, and the National Board hereby directs that any future application for admission to membership in SAG-AFTRA by Donald J. Trump shall be denied. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.